Right now in Florida, four astronauts are strapped inside a space capsule that is perched on top of a massive rocket. All day, NASA has been counting down the hours to launch the Artemis II mission. The plan is to send the crew on a trip that will take them zipping around the far side of the moon. It will be the first such flyby since the Apollo lunar program ended in the 1970s and will mark the farthest humanity has ever gone out into space. Today's two-hour launch window opens at 6:24 p.m. Eastern. NPR's Nell Greenfield-Boyce is at the Kennedy Space Center. Hey, Nell.
Hey.
What's the scene in Florida? How are people feeling?
There is a lot of excitement. People are really starting to feel like we could be launching astronauts towards the moon. I mean, there's huge crowds here. There's reporters from all around the world. There's all kinds of cameras and satellite trucks and in the distance. And the weather is looking really good. There's some dark clouds in the air, but they're moving in the right direction away from the rocket. And all of the preparations with the countdown have been really smooth. I mean, there haven't been any of the problems like hydrogen leaks that have been a problem in the past when NASA's been trying to launch this kind of rocket. So everybody's just really excited. And, you know, it's amazing to look out in the rocket and think, well, the astronauts are out there just waiting.
Right. There have been so many delays, big and small. And here it is just a few hours away from maybe happening. There's a lot to talk about. One interesting thing is that on this mission, unlike past moon missions, they're not all NASA astronauts, right?
That's right. So there's a Canadian Space Agency astronaut, Jeremy Hansen. He's the only one who's never been to space before. He's going to be the first non-American to go to the moon. And then the other three are NASA astronauts who've spent time at the International Space Station. So they've flown before. The commander is Reid Wiseman, and the pilot is Victor Glover. He'll be the first Black American to travel to the moon. And astronaut Christina Cook will be the first woman to do so. She says, though, she's just focused on the mission.
The system is going to get us all the way into that capsule and is going to get us launched and out to space. And our job is just to do what we've been trained for and let the training take over.
All that training is why she said astronauts tend to be the calmest people on launch day.
Yeah, and they're not landing on the moon. They're flying by the moon. What's the best way to think about how close they're actually going to get?
Okay, so this is if they go to the moon. And remember, that depends on whether their spacecraft checks out once they're in orbit around the Earth. They're going to check out all the systems, the life support, the navigation, all of that stuff. But if they head out to the moon, it'll take them several days to get there. They're going to be going over 200,000 miles from the Earth. And the closest they'll get to the surface of the moon is several thousand miles. So NASA has said at that distance, to them, the moon will be like the size of, you know, if you had a basketball at arm's length. That's about how big the moon is going to appear to them from several thousand miles away.
So on one hand, not super close. On the other hand, much closer than you and I are getting to the moon. And this is the first time in a half century NASA's going around it. What does it mean to NASA to go back to the moon like this?
Emotionally, it means a lot, especially for folks who were kids during the days of Apollo. So take NASA test director Jeff Spaulding. You know, he says he often looks up at the moon and thinks about this mission, about the flights to come.
I'm really excited about this. I'm excited going to the moon. I'm excited about establishing a presence there. It's something that I have had a desire for a great many years.
This is going to be the first launch in this Back to the Moon program with a crew, but NASA and its international partners want to eventually build, you know, a permanent moon base with people living there on the moon.
And now, real quick, how long could it be till they actually land on the moon?
Well, NASA says 2028, but other people say that's a little optimistic.
All right, that's another story for another day. NPR's Nell Greenfield-Boyce from the Kennedy Space Center, thank you so much.
Thank you.